It's anything you ever wanted to know from the studios of KERA right here in North Texas. And I'm saying that because I'm Jeff Whittington, by the way, but I'm saying that because all this past week we had the Think radio show live from the studios of NPR. And if you want to catch up on that, and I think some of you even sent in questions about it, you can always go on to your favorite social media platform, as long as it's one of them is Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and you can check out the hashtag ThinkInDC. Because we did a lot of social media around the trip. We did a lot of external to the studio interviews, and it was great. And I bring that up because I want to thank Lauren Silverman for filling in on this show last week and on the Think Show last Thursday. So, Lauren, thanks so much for doing that. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. It is the 29th of April, and we are live today. And I would also be remiss if I didn't thank you. I wasn't here last week, which would have been the first show post-spring membership campaign. And I just want to thank everybody who contributed during the membership campaign that seems like it was forever ago, but it wrapped up on the 20th of April. And anything listeners, you guys contributed well over $20,000, I believe, during the two shows we had. So thanks to each and every one of you who gave during the drive, and especially those who gave during the Anything show. And now we'll do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me on the Twitter at Jeff Whittington. We got an email from Jackie wondering where to find dried persimmons in the Lake Highlands, Richardson, Central Dallas area. Jackie's looking for these for a hot tea mixture, dried persimmons. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Got an email at anything@kera.org. from Sriparna, who says, I live in Flower Mound and I have a 7-month-old, and I'm looking for suggestions on keeping pests at bay around the house, bugs, spiders, flies, with summer upon us and with an infant in the house. And Sriparna says, I recall diatomaceous earth as being recommended on one of your shows, and I'm interested in any other recommendations as well. So safe pest control in Flower Mound, in addition to, and probably I'm sure we'll hear some diatomaceous earth championing during the show. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email here from Sharon and Alan, who's looking for Dufour, D-U-F-O-U-R, Dufour all butter puff pastry in the Plano Allen area. Sharon says, I can't seem to locate it anywhere. And we got this question about yellow fever vaccines. This is from Percy, who says, early this summer, my family of five is taking a trip to Nairobi, Kenya. That sounds awesome. And Percy says, we have to have yellow fever vaccinations. And our initial inquiry led to travel clinic doing this at a charge of about $250 per person. And I'm wondering if there's any place to get it done cheaper. Percy's in the South Lake area, it looks like. But I bet Percy would be willing to go almost anywhere in the area for this, because you got to have it. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. One more before we go to the phones here. This is from, I can't tell who, that was from Brady in Rockwall, who says, I'm a junior in college and would like to apply to dental school. Does anyone have any advice on how to obtain letters of recommendation from dentists? Well, you should start with your dentist, maybe. And Brady, if you had an orthodontist or somebody. I mean, I guess if you haven't had the same dentist for a long time, it might be tough, but we'll see if anybody has an idea. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start today on the phones with Stephen in Corsicana. Hey, Stephen.
Hi. I was curious. I was trying to find out, you know how like you can look up your family's origin and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know if you go to German Fest, which is in Munster, Texas, it's a bike ride. There's usually a guy there that's, you know, you can get the stuff from, and he'll look it up and give you a piece of paper with the emblem, and it'll give the crest, because that's what I'm looking for is the crest. It'll give the crest to your family, and it'll give, like, why they got the name, what they're from, and, you know, a definition, and, like, basically telling about them.
Right.
Well, the last time we went there and got one, he didn't have one for my other side of my family's name, and I was wanting to see if maybe anybody on your show knew of a place that you could go to get that, because a lot of the places I look on online that say, yes, we do Family Crest, it seems like they're not really, they just put a crest on there and they don't put the correct coat of arms or anything, because they're, I look up my name and there's like 5 or 6 different pictures. I'm like, no. And one will say like English and one will say like French and Scottish. And I know most of my family is of German ancestry, and I'm sitting here thinking these are all different pictures, but they all slap the name, same name on there. And maybe there was a more accurate, like, historical place that does that.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Earl in McKinney. Hello, Earl.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, I was just curious. Larry Mowry, the chief meteorologist on our local Channel 11, seemed to have disappeared, and I was wondering if anybody knew where he went.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, Earl.
Thank you.
Right, thanks for calling.
Take care.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a tweet here who wants to know, why are fast food drive-thrus, this is from JB, why are fast food drive-thrus splitting into multiple lanes? JB says it still takes forever. Does anybody know why they're doing that? I think that started with In-N-Out Burger when they first got here, because it was so overwhelming and they had like so many cars. Maybe it's just because there's so many cars, and I guess you still have to go through, pretty much still have to go through one window line, right? Well, we'll see what the smartest audience in radio has to say about it. Speaking of the smartest audience in radio, Ken wants to ask, if I'm stopped under suspicion of DWI, can I make the police give me a blood test in addition to a breathalyzer? Can you request the blood test? Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. This is from David, who says, I work weekdays in Dallas near Ackard and Griffin, and I smell cookies baking in the morning. I'd love to know where it's coming from. He says, where is this bakery I've been smelling? Near Ackard and Griffin, cookies baking in the morning. Anybody know? Give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Karen in Dallas. Hey, Karen.
Hey, I was just calling to let the woman that wanted to know about the dried persimmons for her tea or tisane, whatever she's making. Mm-hmm. She can get them at Trader Joe's, and they're about $2.50 a pack.
Okay, cool. Thanks for calling.
All right. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter from Sean, who says, hey, yellow fever vaccination can be had at the local health department for a fraction of the cost. Your listener was quoted. So call the, I think they were in Southlake. You might call the Tarrant County Health Department or call Dallas County. Call around. Collin County, maybe? I don't know. See if they'll do that for you. 800-933-5372. Sean, thanks for the tweet. Let's see. We got an email on this, actually, from Melissa at anything@kera.org. And Melissa concurs. The Dallas County Health Department on Harry Hines has a travel office. They provide vaccines and medications needed for international travel at truly bargain-level fees. Melissa says, they also have a website. You can also call on the phone for info and appointments, and good luck to the caller. I think we got that one sewed up. That is awesome. Charlie emailed us, anything@kera.org, and asks, are there any good beignet restaurants in DFW? He says, I'm a Louisiana native, and I would love to find a little piece of, and I'm adding, deep-fried home. Anybody know where to get good beignets in the DFW area for Charlie from Louisiana? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Noctula in Trophy Club. Hello, Noctula.
Hello, Jeff. Love your show.
Thank you.
Well, while I was waiting to get on the air, I just realized a couple of people called saying health department for the yellow fever, and that's what I was going to suggest.
Very good.
And then secondly, the insect repellent someone called about, something safe. I have used some cedar flakes from Callaway's Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bag of cedar chips, cedar wood chips, but they work really, really well. I have young kids, and so I didn't want to have anything that I was afraid they would get into, and I found that those work really, really well.
So you sprinkle them around the doorways, yes, or around the flower beds, around the area where you're hanging out? And
that's exactly what I do. And now I have little containers, mm-hmm, that I put them in, and I just kind of sit them around the patio, the front patio and the back porch and things like that, and places where my kids play, just to ward off insects from there.
And how often do you have to refresh those?
I do it about every 3 months when the weather's good.
Okay.
Just because I want to be sure that the area is clear. So I do it about every 3 months, but I don't quite remember what the bag says. The bag itself will say how often.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And several of you, including Dwayne and Rocky, have tweeted to say that Larry Mowry went to the ABC affiliate in Chicago. So I guess he moved up a market or so, which is congratulations to him. We got that one solved. And let's see, I just retweeted Rocky's tweet, which has a link to the Star Telegram article. So our original questioner, if you want to find that article, just look at my Twitter at Jeff Whittington and you'll see that there. April tweeted and says the cookie smell at Lamar and Griffin is coming from Tiff's Treats on Lamar and Ross Avenue. So those are the ones that deliver like the warm cookies, right? That's their thing, I think, because I heard an interview with them. I think it was on, it might have been on Texas Standard, because they started in Austin. Anyway, Tiff's Treats, April says. Thanks, April, for the tweet. And Patrick concurs that the cookie smell downtown is probably coming from Tiff's Treats. And he says they do deliver. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Nancy in Richardson. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Jeff. This is a frivolous female question, but I've been to about 30...
No such thing. There's no such thing. That's why we do the show, is for any kind of question.
I've been to about 30 stores in the Metroplex. I am on the hunt for skinny jeans, mm-hmm, in the color yellow for females. And I cannot find them anywhere. And I thought, well, before I start canvassing, you know, every store, I'd see if anybody has seen any. Obviously, yellow isn't the color this season, but I don't care. I want them anyway.
What is the color this season, by the way?
Well, I see, you know, a lot of blue, and I've seen, okay, some pink and, okay, peach and so forth, but no yellow.
Because I was looking at your question, and here's what the way I see your name, the city you called from, and I see a very brief description of your question. It just says, cute, yellow skinny jeans. And so I'm sitting here going, I wonder if I could probably. And then when you said, you know, the way you characterized your question, I'm like, no, I might need to get a pair of yellow skinny jeans too.
I have seen them for men. I have not,
really,
seen them for women.
Where did you see them for men?
There's a store in the Shops at Willow Bend.
I'm asking for a friend, of course.
Yeah, of course you are. The Shops at Willow Bend, and it's called Vineyard Vines, and they may not have them in the store, but they've got them, mm-hmm, in their catalog, but they may have them in the store.
Okay.
And so anyway, and then I have one other question. Can I ask two?
Sure, real quick, because we got about 20 seconds till we go to a break.
Okay. Spirit Airlines stopped flying from Kansas City and DFW. I don't know why. Does anybody know why?
Okay.
I can't find a way to get a hold of Spirit Airlines to ask.
Okay, so you got that one, and we'll see if somebody has an answer for you on ladies' yellow skinny jeans.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, where I don't get a chance to read every tweet because, man, they really come in. But I retweet questions and answers that I don't get to. So follow me at Jeff Whittington and you can participate in that, and we'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. John emailed from Fort Worth wondering what is being built on the north side of the Stockyards in Fort Worth across Maine from Billy Bob's. Got an email from Karen in Garland who says, I've seen Dufour All Butter Puff Pastry in the freezer case at the Plano Central Market. So there's a lead on that for one of our listeners. Let's see. We got a question from Rana wondering where to dispose of old fluorescent light bulbs. Rana says, I live in Coppell. Rana, you'll need to look up the home hazardous chemical recycling facility for your county. Coppell. It's probably Collin County, right? I think Coppell. I don't know. I'm not looking at a map right now, and it's been a long week. But look up the home hazardous chemical recycling place. For Dallas County, I know it's on Plano Road, just north of 635, and they have certain hours and certain things they take, and they take fluorescent bulbs, batteries. I think they take some electronics. They take old paint. You know, you can't throw that stuff in the trash anymore. We're moving beyond those kinds of things. You need to take that stuff, collect all that stuff in a bin or a bucket and take it to the home hazardous chemical recycling place. And there's got to be one for Coppell. Maybe even the city has it. You might even just call 311 and ask. So, but maybe somebody knows for Coppell. Let's see. Anna emailed as well on dried persimmons and says you can find them at H Mart. And they are typically a seasonal item from late fall to early January. And Anna says there are two H Mart stores, one in Carrollton and one in Plano. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Bert in Dallas. Hey, Bert.
Hi. The lady called about the she had a baby and she's wanting something safe for insects and asked about diatomaceous earth.
Yeah.
I dust one of my cats with DE to try to control the fleas, mm-hmm. and I can't tell if it's working or not. But it's very safe stuff. Just don't breathe the powder.
Right.
The other thing that's really effective that I use around the house is boric acid.
Yep.
And you can buy that. It might be a name brand, but just put that. It might make combine the two. Really, they're both very safe, and you just put that behind your refrigerator and around your cabinets, and you know, and just periodically redust, you know, and that works pretty good.
And because we're in the spring and this is one of our first shows where we've really talked about diatomaceous earth, I always throw out the disclaimer that we're talking about what's called food grade diatomaceous earth, not the kind that you get in the pool care
Women
supply,
pool, right?
Because that
yeah,
stuff is really dangerous.
And you can order it from the internet. Definitely a good point. And you can order it from the internet. It's very, you can get a huge box very cheap.
Yep.
It's food grade.
Yeah, I use it
in
the chicken coop
too. When you make your comment there, sorry.
No. I use it in the chicken coop too, and you can dust it around and around your doors and you know stuff like that. And then when you vacuum or sweep up and stuff, it's still there because it's so microscopic and it slices open the little critters as they crawl across it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wanted to expand the question a little bit. I'm sorry if you get this a bunch of times, probably, but you know, I've got, of course, I've got some rats, and now I can tell that either possums or raccoons have torn back into the soffit and have gotten in the attic. And so I'm wondering, you know, we got to use live traps. We can't
right.
do the other thing.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, I've got a small live trap for the rats, and you're going to try to get those guys. But the possums and the raccoons, has anybody got a good suggestion for driving them out safely? And then, of course, you have to go fix your holes.
Right.
And that's the key, really, is to block up your house really good. But is there a way to drive them out without, you know, the extensive live wire, electrical wires and all that
I think we've heard on the show, like, bright lights in there at night. Like, if you put some lights in your attic, they won't you know, they'll stay out. If you put the lights in during the day, and they'll kind of stay out.
Okay.
You can also
I've heard a radio too. Just get a radio up there for a few days and
sure.
just make it unpleasant for them.
The thing on rats that is that you kind of have to make sure you've sealed everything up, and then you just have to get them one at a time. And you know, live trapping rats is a challenge because you know then you've got to take them someplace, and it's a lot of work and. You will be able to do it once you seal them inside and they can't get out to forage at night. You know, they'll eat anything that they can find, and they'll go into a trap or they'll go to a rat trap, like a regular old rat trap too. I think the same would be the case for a possum or a raccoon. If you know, the key thing is get that hole sealed up. they're going to probably go outside at night. So if you're, you know, just like squirrels would go outside during the daytime, the raccoons and possums would probably go outside at night. So be ready to seal it up when they're gone, and then have a live trap in there for anybody that decides to stay in that night. That's all I would say. You might call around to see. There are a bunch of like DFW wildlife rescue places and people that will come out and do it for you. They might be able to give you some advice as well.
Okay, thanks very much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And yes, I have also dealt with rats and with possums, but knock on wood, still no raccoons in the house just yet, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Selena tweeted and says, I have a 42-inch TV and it keeps changing the input. It won't stay on a channel and automatically does it. What could be wrong? It sounds like you might be getting some interference from something, but somebody will know. Julie tweeted and says, they have great beignets at the Coffee House Cafe. Let's see. Matt tweeted me and says, great beignets at Toulouse on Knox in Dallas. Mary tweeted and says, Old Navy may have yellow skinny jeans for ladies online. So there's another lead on the elusive yellow skinny jeans for ladies. Let's see. Someone tweeted and says, Home Depot will take fluorescent light bulbs for recycling. And let's see, what else do we have? Let's see. Somebody else tweeted and asked, is there a way to get rid of water roaches, which I guess are the big cockroaches? The things that we've talked about on the show would probably work. There's any number of things that you could probably do. Let's go back to the phones, though, and 800-933-5372 and talk to Don in Southlake. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey there.
On the yellow fever, I actually got a yellow fever shot a couple of years ago at the Kroger Pharmacy in Southlake.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I thought about that.
I would call ahead.
Yeah, some of the pharmacies do that, too. Like, I know, like Walgreens and CVS and places like that, you can get travel vaccinations at those places too, I think.
It may be closer, and I would just say call ahead and find out if they have it or they can get it.
Okay.
And make an appointment.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank
see.
You.
Up next is Lauren calling from Dallas. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
This is a potential source for the man who's looking for some authentic German coats of arms.
Uh-huh.
There is a museum in northern Germany, and it has a website. I don't know the exact address, but it's the Auswanderer House, and it's spelled A-U-S, and then just the way we would spell Wanderer, H-A-U-S.
Okay.
And I don't know the end of the address. I don't have my iPad with me, but if they would just Google Auswanderer House,
okay,
that's the place. It should probably get some information. It's all about German immigration. In other words, from Germany to the United States.
Right.
Okay. And so that's probably a source.
Thanks for the lead. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from Matthew who says two things. One, Matthew says, I'd like to say how awesome it was to tune in to Think yesterday and hear Diane Rehm's voice. We had an interview with Diane Rehm on the Think show yesterday at noon Central Time. And actually, we taped that interview a week ago today at Diane's station, WAMU, in Washington, D.C. Diane and her team were super welcoming and let us come in and set up. And we sat down and we taped an hour-long conversation with Diane Rehm. And you can hear that on the Think page at kera.org/think. And if you check out the hashtag ThinkinDC on Twitter, you'll see we live-tweeted quite a bit. Chris Boyd live-tweeted that interview as it was airing. So, Matthew, thanks so much. And Matthew says, I'm a big fan of both. I was elated when I realized what was going on. It was a lot of fun. With regard to letters of recommendation, Matthew writes, unless the applications are specifically asking for dentists He says, I would rather get letters of recommendation from professors who know you and can speak to your work ethic and abilities. Matthew says, a dentist may be able to recommend your teeth, but a good professor will be able to recommend you. I guess unless, you know, the dentist is your lifelong dentist and a family friend, that's really good advice. Karen in Garland says, hey, for yellow jeans, check out the Coldwater Creek website. They have ladies' yellow jeans, Coldwater Creek. So who'd have thunk? It really is anything you ever wanted to know, within reason. It's anything you ever wanted to know as long as Fiona says it's okay for the call to go through. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Pejman in Dallas. Hello, Pejman.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Doing well.
I just had a quick answer. I live down here in mm-hmm. the Cedars, which is just south of downtown Dallas. Been here for quite a while, and I know there was a question about the smell of cookies that I know people are attributing to Tiff's Treats.
Right.
I'm saying unequivocally, not Tiff's Treats.
Wow.
It's a Heinz Nut Company here on Griffin and St. Paul, just by the bridge. The smell is very, very familiar with everybody in the neighborhood. They roast nuts and smells just like fresh baked cookies all the time. Right there on that corner, it's about a quarter of a square mile and constantly smells like cookies. But it's a Heinz Nut Company right there off of St. Paul and Griffin area, which is a block away from Griffin and Lamar. So
awesome. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, appreciate it. Enjoy your day.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stephen says they also have yellow skinny jeans at Macy's, according to the, he says, interwebs. Let's see. Catherine tweeted and says, the construction on North Main and Fort Worth across from Billy Bob's is a hotel. And according to an article from Urban Fort Worth that Catherine forwarded here, there's an elevator core going in for a new hotel near the stockyards, building the elevator first. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Got a bunch of emails coming in. Casey has a lot of copper and was wondering if there's a way to melt it down at home or if it has to go to a scrapyard. And well, I guess it depends on if you want to make something out of the copper and you want to smelt it and, all that stuff. I guess it can be done. If you're just trying to recycle it, it might be easier just to take it to a recycler. Ashley says your aspiring dental student should call some local dentist and ask if he can shadow them. He can see what they do, they can get to know him, and then he can get their recommendation. Ashley says, as a physician, I do this for aspiring medical students. That's a really great idea. Let's see. Yellow jeans are available at Talbot's website, talbots.com. Lynn says, the website also indicates if there's a local store where those jeans are available. We're going to find those yellow jeans. And actually, I can't remember who called about the yellow jeans now. I can't remember her name. Darn it. I'm usually pretty good about that. But I'd like a full report. Were you able to find the skinny yellow jeans? Call us next week and let us know. Ryan and Denton concurred that Home Depot has a bin next to the customer service desk where they will accept fluorescent bulbs for recycling. And let's see. This is another question about a smell from John, who says, whenever I wander into the woods, I usually smell a great sweet and spicy smell. Usually, I smell this near creeks. It says, I've encountered this odor around Texas and in other western states, Colorado, Oregon, etc. Does anyone have any idea what it might be? What is the smell of the woods that's that sweet, spicy smell that John is encountering? Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Meher in Fort Worth. Hello, Meher.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
As you mentioned, I'm Meher from Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm originally from India, and I mm-hmm. have dark circles underneath my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone can recommend a good cream for them to get removed.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. Of course, we're always really cautious about any kind of medical advice on the show, just because,
okay,
you know, it's a radio show and people just call in and we have no way of knowing if that. So you know, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, but you know, run those by your doctor.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Great. All right, Maher, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next. Time before the break. Let's talk to Deborah in Fort Worth. Hey, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just wanted to, I'm sorry if I get this wrong, but you were talking earlier about the diatomaceous earth.
Right.
And you had said something about being careful about the kind that you get at, and I missed it.
Okay, yeah, but you want to get the kind at the garden center, which is safe for use. It's called like garden or food grade diatomaceous earth.
Right.
There's a kind of diatomaceous earth that's used in pool filters and pool equipment, and that's not the kind that you want. But you're not going to get that unless you're buying it at a pool supply store or some kind of chemical place.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I had missed that, but they also have. There's actually two kinds. There's insect grade and food grade, and on the they have a horse and cattle and stuff on the label
right.
for that. And I've looked up, I've gotten some from different places that, you know, I wasn't sure what it was. And actually, the insect grade doesn't really hurt you, and you can't really tell the difference. But I use it in a lot of stuff. I heard the man was talking about using it on his animals. I sprinkle it around the counters. I put it outside in the garden beds. I even brush my teeth with it because it gets rid of the plaque and everything that's on your teeth. You will never have to have a deep cleaning again if you use that every day with a little bit on your toothbrush. Honest.
Well, Deborah,
it doesn't hurt to even take a glass and a teaspoon and swallow it as a laxative. It's really, really good stuff.
Well,
really
Deborah,
natural.
Deborah, we got to take a break, but really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
It's anything you ever wanted to know, and sometimes I say, and maybe a thing or two that you didn't, or didn't know you wanted to know. No, but Deborah, thanks very much for the call. I think they put, you know, I used to see diatoms, right? Diatoms in toothpaste ingredients. They are little microscopic skeletons, after all. You can give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. And you can also tweet me your questions and answers and follow along on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Got this from Josh on Twitter. Why are the general elections and state primaries, caucuses, etc., held on Tuesdays? Why is a Tuesday election day in America? Why not another day of the week? In some countries, it's a national holiday. In some countries, it's on a Sunday. He didn't say that. I did. But Josh wants to know why on a Tuesday. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to our patient caller of the week award winner, Teresa in Fort Worth. Hey, Teresa.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was calling to give an answer on the raccoons and the possum problem.
Okay.
The easiest way to keep raccoons and possums out where you don't want them is to get something that has coyote urine in it and treat the area, especially the openings. They will stay away because to them that tells them that there is a predator at hand. The other thing you can do to help make sure they're out while you're either sealing it up or putting it up is put dog food in a dish set away from your house. And they will go out at night to get the dog food, which guarantees that they're clear so that you can seal it up.
Mm-hmm.
But just treating any openings and the perimeter of your house with, and they sell at Ace Hardware various materials that do this, but the active ingredient is coyote urine, and it keeps raccoons away. We have a large population of raccoons here, and anyone in the neighborhood who doesn't like them, we treat around their houses with the coyote urine, and they just stay away.
Great. Teresa, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Let's get another one on this from Guy in Arlington. Hello, Guy.
Hello.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Doing well. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, she just answered my answer. I use fox urine that you can get at or a hardware store, or got mine at a feed store. And they do not like that at all. So that's,
okay.
That works great for me.
Guy, thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Let's see. We got a bunch of emails about this, too. Chris said, I had this exact issue. Called up a wildlife place, and they came out to do an inspection and educate. They identified the holes in the house. They proposed closing all but one and installing a one-way door. After a few days, the critters would have exited and not been able to return, at which point they would return, take down the trap, close up the hole left open. He says they wanted over $500, so I followed their plan and bought my own one-way door, got the job done for under $100. He says, one caveat, we are in their baby season, so you don't want to strand the babies. So if they've got babies up there, you might want to wait till they get out, because then you're going to be calling the show wanting to know how to deal with the smell. let's see. In the email, we also got a beignets recommendation from Nicole, who I can guarantee you knows what she's talking about, and says Cajun Tailgaters has good beignets, and she says, and other good food. The food truck is sometimes downtown, and they now have two other locations, one in the new part of the farmer's market, and the other one in Plano, Cajun Tailgaters. Let's see. We got another answer on Dufour Puff Pastry Dough. It's also Central Market. Hannah says, I've gotten it at Central Market, so look for that at Central Market. Beignets is the other answer. Carol says, you can order beignets at the Coffee House, Frankfort and Preston Road in North Dallas. On the DWI test, Amy says, if you refuse the breath test, they will take you in for a blood test, at least in Dallas. So watch out what you wish for, right? Let's see, what's next? Oh, let's go back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi. The Evictor strobe light was developed to get animals out of an attic.
Oh.
So you just Google that, and so that's one way to, it's a, you know, that constant flashing light will deter, you know, get them out.
And then you can go outside at night and see where the holes are, because that they're coming in, right? Because you'll see the light coming out.
Well, I've got one in my attic, and I haven't heard any squirrels this winter.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. That's what Lauren did. And Lauren says, there is someone at Scarborough Fair Renfest who can help with the coat of arms question. We had that coat of arms question, where to get your actual family crest. Also got an email on this from Edward. It says, the only time you should use a specific coat of arms is if you can trace your family back to the individual who was granted the crest. And John says, you might want to contact or visit the German Deli store on 121 in Colleyville. He says, I'm certain they would know who to contact about your German family crest. 800-933-5372. Let's get another answer on this from Natalie in Dallas. Hey, Natalie.
Hello.
Hi.
I just heard the response about the particulars of the coat. It's a coat of arms,
uh-huh.
Not a crest.
Okay.
The crest is at the top of the coat of arms, and it is person specific. So if the gentleman who called in gets a generic one, you're not sure whether or not that is your actual family line. So you do have to be person specific.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Lots of fox urine. Let's see. Someone's recommending dried bobcat urine. this is from Vaughn, who says, I've had success chasing rats away by ordering dried bobcat urine online. Put the powder into a stocking and throw that into the corner. So there's a couple other leads. My one worry about the fox urine and the coyote urine and the bobcat urine is where is it coming from? You know, is it coming? Maybe it's coming from. Okay, so this is how my mind works. Maybe it's coming from a zoo. and hopefully the source was born in captivity and can never be released. Okay. Maybe it's coming from a wildlife rescue facility where the fox or the coyote or the bobcat can never be rehabilitated and released into the wild. And so to defray the cost of caring for them and giving them the best life they possibly can have, the facility collects their urine and markets it and sells it as a pest. I would use that if I could verify all that stuff. But I always worry about, you know, fox urine farms and stuff like that, because that would make me sad. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Sean in Southlake. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I got an answer for the sweet, spicy smell in the woods.
Okay.
It usually is pretty much just the forest floor, all the decomposing leaves and everything. And then the reason why he's smelling it more near creeks is because it's wet and it decomposes faster.
There is a fantastic smell that I have also experienced, and it's usually in really arid places when there's a morning dew or a dampness.
Yep.
And, you know, you get this in the high mountains out in the west where there's not a lot of decomposing, I mean, unless you're down in the forest. And there's like this really cool, and it's got to be active. I guess it's got to be activated somehow by the moisture.
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're very welcome.
Y'all get out there and smell the woods this weekend. There's a lot of moisture. Probably plenty of activation. Let's see. We got an email from Aaron who says, Rodan plus Fields multifunction eye cream is a recommendation for the dark circle eye cream. Let's see. Let's get the caveat that you should probably check with your doctor about this, but because it is just a radio show where people just send in and call in and stuff like that. But let's talk to Rebecca in Dallas on this too. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. I just want to call really quickly regarding the caller who had questions about dark circles.
Yeah.
I can also be kind of weary regarding eye creams that claim to treat it, because
right.
It can be very difficult to treat. Toffee can be a great solution for puffiness. But regarding tackling the dark circles, you may want to look into techniques on color correcting by using the opposing color orange. She can take like an orange lipstick or maybe even like a cream blush and apply a little bit of that first before her concealer. And that would be a temporary fix to help with the dark circles.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Austin in Whitesboro. Hello, Austin.
How's it going, man?
It's going well.
Election day is on a Tuesday because years and years ago, people had to get to and from town
mm-hmm.
in their mule and their wagons and their horses and on foot. And it would take the whole day of Monday for them to get to town. And you couldn't have an election on Sunday because that was church. So the Monday was, they needed an extra day to get to the polling place.
Makes perfect sense. And you wouldn't do it on Saturday because that might be market day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so, there you go.
Makes perfect sense. I mean, that's the reason we have the Electoral College too, you know, and that's the reason that and I think that's the reason that House Representatives terms are 2 years originally, is because people take 2 years off from their jobs and go and serve and then go back to the farm or go back to the blacksmith shop or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was back when that actually happened. They like to stay up there now.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got a few more emails here that we'll try to get to. It's been a smell day for sure. Good smells. Wood smells, and this is from someone who's wondering what is causing the intense fish smell along Loop 12 from Singleton to I-30. It's particularly bad on hot days. It may be that time of year for the Trinity, although there's so much water going through the Trinity right now. Good smells, wood smells, and bad smells. Anybody know why there's an intense fish smell along Loop 12 from Singleton to I-30? We got a question from Crystal in Addison, wondering if there's anywhere around the DFW area where you can still see bluebonnets. Almost probably out of time to get that answer unless somebody emails it right now or tweets it. And David agreed on the early days of the nation, people had to travel to vote. It often take the day before the election to get there, and you can't travel on Sunday, they wouldn't travel on the Sabbath or Sunday. So folks would travel on Monday, vote on Tuesday, and then head back to the farm. Tuesday was the most logical day, since otherwise it would take up most of a midweek to do that. So thanks for those answers. Let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Dorothy in Dallas. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get in trouble if you don't pay the traffic tickets that you get from the city when they catch you with the cameras at the light, like, you know, not coming to a full stop before you make a right-hand turn and such?
Okay, so there was an article in the paper about this week that, so what was happening before was they were reporting it to credit reporting agencies. So it was going on your credit report if you didn't pay the fine. And then the article that I read in the morning news said that that was going to end, but that the county was considering, if you had one outstanding, considering blocking your re-registration of your car until it was paid. So I think that hasn't been decided yet, but that's what I read in the Dallas Morning News. And you can probably search for that. Just look for red light tickets or red light camera tickets in the Dallas Morning News site, and you'll find that article.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's see.
Bye-bye.
Maybe time for this one from Julian calling from Irving. Julian, we got about a minute. And I think you have a big question, but ask it, and we'll see if we get started on an answer for next week.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? This is wonderful. Your show is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
One question that I have is that I was at the Perot Museum about a month ago or so, and then I was listening to the explanation of the Big Bang, and what they said is after 3 minutes, the universe was the size of a galaxy, which basically means that these particles were traveling faster than the speed of light. And I started scratching my head, and I don't know if they're being too flexible about the size of a galaxy, and I don't know if someone can explain that.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get started on one. We're not going to have time to get the answer today, but maybe we will next week. And I think we have time for one more answer. Let's talk really quickly to Cambry and Grand Prairie. Hey, Cambry.
Hey, yeah, Cambry. It's about the copper.
Yeah.
If you're going to be trading in any of the metals, you have to have proof of ownership to go to any of the yards because it's so stolen nowadays.
Yeah. It's a big issue.
You must have physical proof of ownership before you're trying to take any of the metals to any of the reclamation areas.
Very good. Tambry, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces our podcast. You can find that. It's absolutely free. Thanks to the folks who gave a couple weeks ago. Thanks again, folks. You can find it at kera.org/anything. Just click on that subscribe button there, or you can click and listen to any of the last 10 hours or download them for your listening enjoyment. And, of course, we can keep the conversation going on Twitter, where you can follow me at Jeff Whittington, or you can email us anything@kera.org. Thanks again to everybody who listened and who wrote in or called in or tweeted this week. And y'all have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next Friday.